like everyone kind of experiences those dips in form, and for me it's been a case of, okay, what can I take away from that, what can I learn about that? And the way I look at it now is, I can, you know, that experience that I had last year can be one of the best experiences that I have if I, you know, take those learnings forward from it. So for me, my intention is to try and kind of learn from the experiences that I had last year, because they can make me a better player. I've got no doubt about that. And also kind of just have the confidence that I, you know, I know what I'm capable of, without sounding arrogant or anything. But you know, having that self-belief as a player to know that you can do it at this level and at the higher level. So for me, it's you know, just making sure that I stick to that and accept what happened last year and move forward from that now. I think it's happened. It's important to take the learnings from it, but not dwell on it too much. Yeah, that's the way I'm approaching this season. And
the way you were speaking then, it seems like it was more kind of mentality than technicality.
I guess sometimes it's, for me, it's like sometimes you don't have to change too much. And cricket is a game where, you know, the results can be very different without you changing too much. And although I think it's important to think about it, and you know, for me, I have done, and I've kind of thought about things that, okay, what can I learn from this, and I have took plenty of learnings from it. It's also accepting that actually that's part of sport. Not always are you going to go out there and score 100. Not always are you going to be consistently successful. And I think it's a combination of both, accepting that actually that's part of sport, and also trying to recognise, okay, what can I maybe, you know, take away from this and improve on to make me a better player. And that's what I kind of intend to do in terms of marrying the two together to, you know, hopefully have more success this year.
So obviously you've had the taste of playing for England, and I just want to go back to when the Ashes were going on, and obviously you would have been watching. How were you kind of feeling when the Ashes were on the telly, knowing that, you know, you could have been there, you could have been playing?
Nah, there's no regrets. It's one of those, I didn't think, or if only I was out there or anything like that, what happened. And, you know, I look forward to hopefully playing a lot more Ashes series in the future. That's the way I look at it. I'm still 21. I've still hopefully got a lot of cricket left in me. And, you know, I've always said, you know, as I even started playing my first class career, that I want to play for England as much as possible. And that's still the same, but it's recognising that, you know, there's a process to it. As I always say, it's me performing out here for Lancashire, you know, trying to do my best, improve as a player, and try and be as ready as I can for my next opportunity with England. And, you know, that's how I approached it the first time when I first got the call up, and that's the way I'm approaching it now. So I don't kind of look at it with any regrets. I accept what's happened, and like I say, I genuinely believe everything that I've experienced over this last 12, 15 months can make me a better player.
That opportunity you were saying that hopefully will come again to play for England, do you think that could potentially be this summer?
Who knows? Let's wait and see. Obviously, there's still a couple of positions that everyone knows haven't been nailed down within the side. But for me, like I said 2 years ago when I first got my call up, I want to play for England as soon as possible. I don't want to try and put any limits on, you know, I need this much time or anything. I've already been there and I've had that taste, and I'm hungry to do it again. But, you know, like I always say, I think it comes down to what I do here for Lancashire, and I don't want to look too far ahead as well. It's good to have the ambitions and, you know, have that kind of slightly longer term goal, you can say, or slightly further goal. But I know, you know, there's a way in which that comes, and that's by, you know, doing my best for Lancashire and hopefully performing well, and that will give me everything that I want.
2019 Ashes could seem like a good kind of aim goal for you in a sense.
Absolutely, yeah, but there's a lot of cricket to be played before then. It's important, like I say, to, of course, you know, dream big and have those big ambitions, but actually realise and recognise what gets you there. It's not, you know, things like that don't happen overnight. I'm not just going to coast my way into an Ashes 11 for England. You know, there's a process to it, and that starts with, you know, here and now.
And just finally, that word focus, I mean, when you've got so much going on in terms of, you know, international stuff in the background, Lancashire, and you really want to perform here to prove to them that, you know, you're good enough to play for them, how do you focus? How do you kind of deal with all that kind of stuff?
Well, for me, it's not so much about proving to anyone that I can do it, because, you know, the way I see it is I just want to perform my role within the side as best as possible, and that will, you know, like I've said, that will allow me to grow into the player that I want to be and achieve the things that I want to achieve. But, you know, the mind can only focus on so many things, so I think it's important to actually narrow it down to, okay, what can I do in this this next moment to, you know, do the best that I can. And that generally comes down to whatever as a batter, it's the next ball, whether that's in the nets, whether that's in the middle, you can only do one thing at a time, and generally that's facing the next ball. So I think it's, you know, that's the kind of attitude and intent that you've got to go in with. You can't think too far ahead. You know, recognise and realise what got me there the first time, and try and do that as best as I can.